and his name is John Sanson. He's a manager at MPI, at Ministry of Primary Industries, and he's going to have a little talk about lots of things with biosecurity. So welcome, John. You're from the MPI section of the industry, so I'm going to let you talk about what the purpose of...
Sure, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. So, yes, I'm part of Biosecurity New Zealand, the branch within the Ministry of Primary Industries that deals with all biosecurity issues. I guess primarily this morning I wanted to talk to you and your listeners around the Kauri Dieback program and that particular issue, which is obviously very, very important, I'm sure, to your audience and the people of Northland. Hopefully, by now, some people have started to see the information we're putting out that we're holding a series of hui and public meetings during next week, starting in Northland and working our way down through to Auckland and ultimately to the Coromandel. And I guess, you know, we really want to let people know that this is an important opportunity for them to come along to those hui and share their ideas on what the future of our Kauri Dieback Management Program should look like. We're at a point in the program, I guess, where we've recognised we need to make some changes to set the program on a solid foundation for many years to come, try and improve efforts collectively around how we prevent the disease spreading further, having more impact. We're all wanting to see the same outcome, which is protecting our Tonga species, Kauri being so important to everyone. You know, we've had a program, management program running collaboratively with Department of Conservation Councils and Tonga Whenua for many years now. But I think, you know, everyone's now agreeing we need to do even more. Your listeners may be aware of, you know, recent activity in Auckland, particularly with, I guess, the bad news that came out late last year in terms of the amount of the disease that spread through the Waitangere Ranges. In response to that, Auckland Council decided to close some of those tracks, and we've put in place some regulation to make it a mandatory requirement for people to clean their footwear as they go in and out of those open forest areas. We're now wanting to start to have a conversation with everyone around the future of the program, where we go next, and one of the things that ministers have asked us to do is to look at how we can put in place what we call a National Pest Management Plan. I don't want to get into too much detail about policy and rules and regulations, but essentially what that means is there'd be one consistent set of rules and regulation that would apply across all of Kauri lands in the future if we put a pest plan like this in place. And it will, I guess, have some sort of mandatory requirements in terms of setting rules around what people can and cannot do when they're entering forest areas or, you know, certain land use activities. So this will be a step change in the way we manage the program. To date, we've done things more of a voluntary basis. Unfortunately, our asking people nicely to do the right thing in terms of cleaning footwear and being very mindful around this issue hasn't got the traction we would really like. So we're really at a point where, you know, we're looking towards doing something with some stronger regulation, but also really ramping up our efforts around the science program to understand the disease and what we can do about this. To get greater awareness out there. So just really ramping up the program across the board. So the conversation is starting next week at this hui. There'll be other opportunities people can provide feedback, whether that's get online on the Kauri program website or at later stages we'll also be coming back and consulting again with everyone with an interest in this issue. So this is the first step in a conversation that's going to happen over several months as we work through the detail of this. One of the other important aspects of the conversation we want to have is how should the program be managed and delivered into the future? Clearly, it touches a lot of organisations and a lot of landowner interests. We want to explore the options for a future management agency model, which may be something that's different to the current partnership program model we have. So we want to get people's ideas on what they could look like in the future. How can we set this on a really sort of stable platform, you know, an enduring kind of approach, I guess, mm-hmm. where everyone's interests are brought into the conversation and we have a real collective effort in terms of managing the disease.
Okay. John, I was going to ask you, the areas up in the far north here, does it apply really a lot of the kauri that's been grown in the forests around around the Hokianga, around that area, because I'm finding just up the very far north, like say around Murihuenua, right, going right up to the Cape, there's hardly any kauri up this way, not to my knowledge, but I suppose you're looking at it from around the Bay of Islands and around Hokianga back. Is that where most of it concerns you?
That's right. You know, I guess we're saying anywhere there's, you know, whether it's a single tree standing through to, you know, more complete forest ecosystems, it's all within the scope of what we're wanting to look at. You know, we've recently completed a really detailed aerial surveillance program where we flew a grid across all of the Kauri lands, and we've got a much better sense of where all those trees are down to the individual ones. So, you know, often on farmland or private land areas, not just the obvious public park areas. So we've got a better idea of where they are, where there might be trees showing some symptoms of dieback, and what we need to do in terms of follow-up to going on the ground and assess those individual trees. So I guess it encompasses everything. Obviously, you know, the disease, as we know it's in a number of areas, you know, from Northland through the Coromandel now. But we also, you know, there's also large areas, I guess, you know, important to reflect on the fact that we haven't found it in other significant areas. Tunua Ranges and the Auckland region is one example where we've yet to detect the disease in there. So areas in Northland as well. So I guess that presents us a really important opportunity to make sure we protect those areas for far into the future. And, you know, we'll keep working on the science, bring together the sort of just the traditional, you know, view of science that we might have in the Western world with the Mataranga view. You know, how can we bring all these ideas to this problem? And we've brought together a strategic science advisory group of kind of, you know, really important people who've got lots of experience across these sorts of issues. To see how we can come up with a much clearer picture of the future science investment required here, but equally how we can then translate that science to meaningful action on the ground, which is always going to be important, of course. You know, so we're I guess just ramping up efforts to get more thinking, more ideas, more expertise, and across the program.
Okay, John. There's only one other question I'm going to ask you. You know, listening to this, and I know it's quite important, can it be possible on your site of your MPI with the dieback, can you have an aerial view of every area, possibly for us to have a read and look and see for ourselves, or the individual that wants to know where the trees are, just for purposes so they are aware where they are? Because I think for us, and even for schools and that, you know, they would like to know where they are when they talk about subjects of dieback and that. And it's very interesting if you can put it on your site, and then at least it pinpoints the areas where they are naturally growing, you know. I'd like to see that, John, because I think it's very educational for people and for schools and different others that wants to know about the dieback, the kauri dieback, and following from that, you know. So I thought maybe if I ask you, you can put that on, it'll be a help.
Yeah, no, that's a very, very good idea, and we are working quite actively to try and get better information so we can actually provide that publicly on the program website, kauri.co.nz website. Maybe a little time till we can get that kind of level of detail for people so they can actually look in their local area. See where we know the trees are. And maybe have some status around their health of the forest as well. Yep. So this is sort of work underway, and things of another example, I guess, of how we want to strengthen the program and get more information in people's hands so they can, you know, better play their part, get better understanding around this, you know, become more informed, educate the children coming through, you know, on all those issues.
Yep. Okay, John, I think we've covered quite a bit this morning, and you've actually explained a lot about we're hearing it. And it's a matter of, I know with the climate change and everything, it's affecting us with all sorts of different things. This is one of them, that the, you know, with the kauri. But there are lots of other things that's happening. So we just got to persevere with everything that comes in front of us.
That's right. And, okay. And happy to talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, lovely.
And other issues as well.
Okay, then, John, lovely to talk to you, and we'll catch up at some stage.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Now.